Sweetcorn and myself have a piece of business to take care of. Maybe you can be of some help.
Okay.
I've got to expel Sweetcorn here from the lodge.
Oh?
I failed to pay my dues last week.
And they're kicking you out?
Yeah.
Think and Save, brought to you by Oxidol, the soap that's famous for washing clothes so clean, they're white without bleaching. Dirty work with the dish towels in tonight's story from Oxidol's White Without Bleaching book. Mrs. Scott says...
One day, my young son tracked mud all over the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
Then took up one of my best dish towels to wipe it up.
Really?
I was furious. That towel was so dirty, I thought I'd have to bleach it.
What?
But my neighbor was there and told me Oxidol would wash that grimy towel white without bleaching. And believe me, Oxidol really did.
That's right. Oxidol washes even the grimiest pieces... white without bleaching. Why, scientific tests prove Oxidol washes clothes cleaner and whiter than halfway soaps could ever get them. Oxidol's lively hustle bubble suds are on the job from the word go. They lift dirt out of tablecloths, sheets, and grimy towels. So, except for unusual stains, all your white things wash so clean, they're white without bleaching. And colors are a joy to behold, because Oxidol is so safe for all wash colors and rayons. For a real thrill on wash day, use Oxidol, and see even your grimiest clothes come white without bleaching. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Rush Cook and Mr. Orville Weeney. Mr. Weeney, you'll recall, is an apprentice gas meter reader. He stopped past professionally a little while ago and is lingering to chat with Rush.
Oh, I think I'm going to get fired from this job.
Why, Orville?
Well, boss had me in his office yesterday afternoon and again this morning.
Fall you out?
Yeah.
Why, have you been making mistakes reading gas meters?
Well, I've been going to sleep in people's basements.
Have you?
Well, I've done it half a dozen times.
Huh.
You see, I go down in somebody's cellar to read their half-wet gas meter, and I saunter over by the furnace to get warm. And if there's anything to sit down on, I sit down. And then I get drowsy, and before I know it, I'm asleep.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, of course, I've had some nice sleeps. No, I expect I'll get fired.
Yeah.
Then I can go to work full-time raising a pompadour. I got the rottenest luck raising pompadours you ever heard of. Look at my numbskull hair right this minute. Tufts and clumps sticking out in all directions.
Uh-huh.
She refuses to lay down. Fights me back like a mad dog. Sewing machine oil and kerosene won't faze her. Man gets discouraged trying to raise a pompadour.
There's somebody in the kitchen. Hi.
Hello, Rush. Say, Street
Corner's
back with me. We got a little
large
business to
transact. Mom's not here, Gov. Think she's down on West Monroe Street calling on Miss Trogle.
Your father?
Yes.
Four-fisted Frank Fuddleman there in the picture show sure has got a dandy pompadour. His lame brain hair lays down slick as charcoal. The other evening,
how are you, Margaret? Oh, hello, Orville.
Hello.
Hello, Rush.
Hello, Mr. McBlack.
How are you, Orville?
Oh, pretty fair, Sweet Corn.
Pete, Sweet Corn and myself have got a little hurry-up piece of business to take care of. Maybe you can be of some help.
Okay.
I've got to expel Sweet Corn here from the lodge.
Oh?
I failed to pay my dues last week.
They're kicking you out?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. Hadn't been in long, had you?
Just barely had time to learn the handshake.
What's that?
That's secret, Orville. Can't tell you that.
Did you learn the secret passwords?
Some of them. Sweet Corn was catching on fast. You don't want to lose it.
Well, what are you going to do?
You wouldn't understand these ritualistic things, Orville.
Yeah, but gee, Gov, if he paid his dues,
that's what I'm arranging for him to do right now. This is just a formality. If he's expelled now, today, he pays his dues by next Saturday, he's eligible for reinstatement the first of the year.
This won't take long, will it, V.R.?
Only a few minutes.
I've got to catch that 5 o'clock interurban.
You'll have oceans of time.
I'm going to Peoria this evening. I've got a 3-day job helping build a wharf for a bottling works on the Illinois River there. Pays good money. $7.50 a day.
Oh, I wish I got paid $7.50 a day. I'd send to Chicago and get me a tube of grizzly bear grease. They say that'll take a pompadour every trip. I read in a gas meter reader's trade journal where some nitwit used grizzly bear grease on his pompadour.
Well, hey, let's scrap this, Precorn. This is a rush job, Arthur.
Not at all.
Lucille, out of the bookcase, get me volumes 3, 4, 7, and 9.
Okay.
There's some junk for you to memorize, Precorn.
Memorizing junk's not up my alley. One time I memorized a Sunday school.
Well,
verse,
this but... is short.
Are you going to rip the buttons off in Mr. McBlack's coat, vest, shirt, and underwear?
Yeah.
Fine.
We're not doing this for fun, you know.
Huh?
Fetch me volumes 3, 4, 7, and 9 out of the bookcase.
This isn't secret ritualistic junk, huh?
No, this particular ceremony is open to the public.
Uh-huh.
You taking Sweet Corn into your lodge, Mr. Gook?
I'm kicking him out of my lodge, Orville.
I neglected to pay my dues.
I'd like to join a lodge sometime myself.
Maybe the opportunity will arise.
I'd like to have buttons and pins and garbage stuck on my coat.
Uh-huh.
Which lodge is this you're kicking Sweet Corn out of?
The Sacred Stars of the Milky Way.
That's nice.
And the Exalted Big Dipper, the Drowsy Venus Chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way.
That sure sounds pretty.
Yes, it does.
I wish I was a whatyamafunny or the hoop-a-ma-diddle or the clutch-a-ma-lutch and could wear buttons and pins and garbage stuck on my vest.
Yeah, maybe when you're older, Orville.
Yeah.
Okay, Gus, volumes 3, 4, 7, and 9.
Yeah, now hand me volumes 3 and 4. Keep volume 7 yourself and turn to page 112.
Uh-huh.
V.R., do you have to rip the buttons off of a coat, vest, shirt, and underwear?
Absolutely imperative.
That'll be a doggone nuisance.
You'll be temporarily inconvenienced, is all.
I'll look like a fathead riding the interurban to Peoria without any buttons on my coat, vest, shirt, and underwear.
It'll give you something to do riding the interurban to Peoria. It takes the interurban an hour to make this trip, and it's a double pilgrimage. You can occupy yourself by sewing the buttons back on your coat, vest, shirt, and underwear.
The other passengers will think I'm a lunatic.
Here's page 112.
Read it.
The miserable wretch stands at attention.
Uh-huh.
The exalted Big Dipper slaps him sharply across the right cheek with a gauntlet glove.
We haven't got any gauntlet gloves, but any ordinary leather one will do.
The exalted Big Dipper grasps the miserable wretch's sword and snaps it across his knee.
And any little stick will suffice for a sword.
Hey, am I the miserable wretch, V.R.? Nice name.
Yeah.
You slapped me in the face with a glove, huh?
Yeah. Golly, but I got some nice things to say. Listen to this here. Oh, just a little fragment of hateful scum. You are a loathsome reptile.
Maybe they won't even let me ride that interrupt to Peoria.
Huh?
I'm a loathsome reptile.
Hey, you're not going to be childish about this, are you, Sweet Corn?
Seems like a lot of bother.
You want to get back in the lodge, don't you?
Sure. But if I have to get slapped in the face and have the buttons ripped off of my coat, vest, shirt, and...
Oh, what a baby. My gosh, Sweet Corn, you're not some timid little schoolgirl. Look, we go through this simple ceremony. You pay your dues by next Saturday, and you're automatically eligible for reinstatement the first of the year.
Okay. Go ahead with it.
Wish I could join.
Maybe someday you can, Norville.
Or even wish I could get kicked out.
Rush, what do I do after I break the miserable wretch's sword?
Rip the buttons from the miserable wretch's coat, vest, shirt, and underwear.
Okay, fine. Well, let's get at it.
Yeah, let's do.
Dorothy, run and get me a leather glove.
I'll tell you what you can use for a sword.
What?
Mine's got an old yardstick that's got the numerals worn off of it.
Produce that yardstick.
Sure thing.
What is it I have to memorize, V.R.?
I'm looking at it right now.
Better be short.
Oh, I'd like to belong to a lodge, and I'd like to raise a pompadour. The girls admire a man that's got his hair all slathered down like wet grass. And they admire a man that's got pins and buttons and emblems and junk stuck on his vest. My brother-in-law, Vernon, tried to join us.
Here we are, Sweet Corn.
Is it short?
Yes. Well, son, there's only one sentence, and you say it over and over.
What's the sentence?
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Is that all?
That's all.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
I wish I was.
Here's one of my old leather gloves I used to shovel out the furnace with, Gov.
Good. And you have the yardstick?
Uh-huh.
Give it to Sweet Corn. Sweet Corn, that's your sword. Stick it in your belt.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess we're ready. Unbutton your coat, vest, shirt, and underwear, so I can get at him, Sweet Corn.
I got a sweater on underneath my vest.
Well, good. More buttons.
Don't say nothing about sweaters in that book.
We want to do this right, Sweet Corn.
Don't say nothing about sweaters in the book.
We got to use our common sense, Sweet Corn. Why would the authors of the ritual differentiate between sweaters or any other garment?
All right, let's go. I'll be real busy riding that interurban to Peoria this evening.
You remember the sentence you're to say?
I'm a splattered bullfrog.
Not quite. I am a shattered bullfinch.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
That's it. Now, are your coat, vest, shirt, underwear, and sweater unbuttoned?
Yeah.
Your sword is at your side?
Uh-huh.
Stand at attention. Hands at trouser seam. Feet apart. Shoulders back. Eyes front.
Uh-huh.
I wish it was me joining some fathead lodge.
He's getting kicked out.
I wish it was me getting kicked out.
Yeah.
All right, three corn. Here I come with the gauntlet glove.
Shoot.
All right, every move I make, you stick your little piece.
Okay.
Oh, despicable fragment of faithful scum. You are a loathsome reptile.
Hey, take it easy.
Say what you're supposed to say, sweet corn.
Well, let's not get rough here, V.R.
We will start this again.
It better be easier this trip.
Oh, despicable fragment of faithful scum. You are a loathsome reptile.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Your glittering sword I snatch, oh miserable wretch.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
I sunder this shining blade, oh scundry pig.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Gosh, but I wish it was me getting kicked out.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Watch this now. God's going to rip buttons off of Sweetcorn's coat, vest, shirt, sweater, and underwear.
Miserable wretch, I chastise thee.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, sob and weep.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, tear your hair.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, scream and shriek.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, beg for mercy.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, crawl and creep.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch.
Concludes another brief visit at the small house halfway up on the next block. Where your house is makes no difference when it comes to dishwashing. That's something you face every day, wherever you live. So let Oxidol make that job easy. Sure, Oxidol washes clothes so clean, they're white without bleaching. So a soap that good at laundry is bound to be a cinch for greasy dishes. Why, Oxidol's active hustle bubble suds dissolve dishpan grease. Don't cut or loosen it. They actually dissolve grease. Oxidol suds are active, but not harsh. Many regular Oxidol users have hands soft and smooth. You like Oxidol for dishes. Tomorrow night, same time, when the makers of Oxidol again bring you Vacancy, written by Paul Reimer. But right now, listen.
Hey, did you know that just one cake of Camay can mean a smoother, softer skin? Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay is the way you should begin? You ought to try it now. You'd better start today. The Camay Mild Soap Diet is the lovely woman's way. For softer and more glamorous complexion, Camay, Camay, Camay.
So change from improper cleansing to regular Camay care for a lovelier complexion. Inviting you to be with us again tomorrow evening for Vic and Say. Until tomorrow then, good night. Our country desperately needs used fats to help make nylons, refrigerators, above all, soaps. Save used fats even though you don't need points. You get 4 cents a pound.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.